This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Appropriations Committee begins work on the budget this morning, yet the budget bill didn't show up on the legislative website till 4 p.m. yesterday. Meanwhile, the Associated Press asked state agencies for public records on worst-case scenarios for the $1.6 billion budget shortfall. They were told no. One reason? Deliberative process.
That deliberative process, which applies only to the governor and only to his office, has been widely used by all the other state agencies.
Mark Ballard, the Advocate's Capitol Bureau Chief, spoke with me in his office in the Capitol basement, where air conditioning vents seem to roar constantly. The newspaper has run afoul of deliberative process many times in public records requests. Ballard says it appears to be part of a pattern of avoiding transparency when records are requested.
The first thing that they do is they'll wait 3 days before they respond, and then they'll respond by saying, well, I need 10 more days to take a look and see what it is, and then they'll raise some sort of an exemption that's kind of fuzzy.
Usually, he says, it's an exemption for deliberative process. And Louisiana law only gives one option to the denial of public records: file a lawsuit within 5 days.
They're almost daring you to sue them, and there's very few news organizations these days that have the wherewithal to actually file that lawsuit.
With respect to the budget and the filing of House Bill 1, House Appropriations Chair Jim Fannin said anyone could access details by looking up the executive budget on the Division of Administration website. It's been there for the past 3 weeks. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.